Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. There was another contentious White House meeting today as President Trump hosted South Africa's president and showed a video purporting to show evidence of genocide against white farmers.
Those people were all killed.
Have they told you where that is, Mr. President? No, I'd like to know where that is, because this I've never seen.
A House panel met for many hours on President Trump's budget bill. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
The Rules Committee is essentially preparing this bill to go to the floor, and that's when key amendments can be added.
Key conservatives remain opposed. Target said today sales dropped in the first quarter. New York Times business reporter Jordan Holman.
One of the big things that all retailers are facing is figuring out a way to convince customers to come in who are nervous around higher prices because of tariffs.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 684 points. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is renewing calls for the state legislature to invest in the Child Care Counts program following the release of results from a new study into child care costs. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families announced the results of the 2025 market rate survey this week, showing an 11% cost increase for families with kids in center-based care and a 10% increase for family-based care. Governor Evers is calling for over $480 million in child care funding in his biennial budget proposal. A package of bills has been introduced in the Wisconsin State Legislature aimed at protecting pollinators across the state. Among the introduced legislation is a proposal to designate June as Pollinator Awareness Month in the state. One would require state agencies and government entities to give preference to native plants. Another would add more regulations for pesticides and insecticides. And one would establish a Protect Pollinators license plate program. The rusty-patched bumblebee would also be named as the state native insect. St. Croix County authorities are investigating after finding two people dead during a welfare check in Springfield Township. According to the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office, a family member requested that law enforcement authorities conduct a wellness check on a woman at the property at around 9 p.m. on Monday. When they arrived at the scene, they discovered the bodies of the woman and a man along with a firearm. The St. Croix County Sheriff's Office is still investigating the incident, but say there does not appear to be an ongoing threat to the community. Officials are reminding area youth to register for the upcoming Barron Polk County Tractor Safety Certification Program. The program will be held from June 16th to 19th at Barron High School and seeks to teach Wisconsin kids between 12 and 16 years old how to safely operate a tractor on public roads, identify hazardous situations, and reduce the risk of injury. Attendees will receive hands-on training opportunities through the program and must participate in 24 hours of instructional training before passing a written and practical driving test. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Home runs for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Orioles in Milwaukee last night, 5-2. Home runs from Rhys Hoskins, Bryce Terang, and Sal Frelick.
I feel like I'm swinging it good. I mean, the home run swing, kind of just like the whole inning, how that transpired, just the guys before me. You got Rhys busting out of the box on a pop-up that he gets the second on, Isaac getting him over, which then allows me to go up there and, you know, try to hit a fly ball where other at-bats, you know, that's never my credit to the other guys in the lineup.
The Brewers have now won three in a row and will go for the sweep. Baltimore has now lost eight in a row, even after firing their manager over the weekend. In college football, Wisconsin waiting to learn if some recruits will commit to playing for the Badgers next year. Defensive coordinator Jim Tressel on what he see so far from his defensive front.
One thing I'm seeing is a lot of confidence in the defensive front's ability to be tough and difference makers. How physical they're playing, because offensive line doesn't know if they're going to get hit in the mouth or if they're going to get shook a little bit.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Damp and dreary today, with scattered light rain chances still continuing throughout the entire day and into tonight. Thankfully, the winds are calmer today, but still crisp temperatures, only scraping the mid-50s. But by tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do highs in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, our second round of interviews with the candidates for state Democratic Party chair continues with Joe Zepecki, plus the real-life impact of cutting food assistance.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Live on location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, I'm Todd Albaugh. We are live on location here in the town of Dunn in beautiful Dane County. That's just outside of Oregon, which is just south of Madison, Wisconsin. And we are at beautiful Kopke's Greenhouse here on, it might be a little drizzly, a little gray on the outside, but wow. If you're not on our stream today, you want to get there, either on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, whatever your streaming preferences are. We have the cameras set up, and behind me right here, we are inside of one of the beautiful greenhouses here, lots of red, white, and blue. We are going to be talking to Gordy Kopke, the owner and proprietor, the founder here of Kopke's Greenhouse, a little bit later this hour. Find out about this great local business. Kopke's are one of our great sponsors here at Civic Media, so always great to highlight them. But we'd be here anyway, quite frankly, because it's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. And more important, well, as importantly, we'll say it that way, coming up this Sunday, their annual event, and this is a great event, Sunday, May 25th. It's going to be all afternoon long, but at 3 p.m., a special auction. And they're going to have all kinds of beautiful planters out here for you to bid on. All the proceeds from the planters, as well as the concessions, the brats, the sodas, all that sort of thing, all those monies will go to Wisconsin Badger Honor Flight to bring our veterans from the Madison area and the Wisconsin area out to Washington, D.C. and honor them for their service. So just a really great cause, especially on this Memorial Day weekend. And going to be talking to Gordy Kopke a little bit later this hour. And we'll talk some plans as well. Do you have a green thumb? Do you want to have a green thumb? We'll answer some of your plant questions a little bit later on in this show as well. But right now on a hump day, by the way, it is... Thank you. I forgot about the cable. I got so excited about the flowers on this Wednesday, the 20th of May. I forgot about the cable, but you can never forget about our Wednesday guests, if I could talk. Joining us live from beautiful Lake Wissota in just the Chippewa Valley area there of Wisconsin, Mr. Pat Kreitlow, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, now from 6 until 9 across the Civic Media Radio Network, and from our nation's capital outside of Washington, D.C., Mr. Trygve Olson, a former Republican like myself, and now the senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Gentlemen, how the heck are you?
Well, where the heck in hoodies? Him in his Badger hoodie, mine in my Western Michigan Broncos hoodie. You are bundled up like Nanuka the North over there in the greenhouse.
Well, it's pretty warm in here.
Well, okay.
Relatively speaking, I got my jacket on, my Civic Media hat. Yeah.
So we're a little cold. We're kind of waiting for spring to come on back. But
I know, right?
It could be worse.
It could be worse. Trigvi, how is the weather out in D.C.?
You know, I haven't been outside today because it's rainy.
Oh, okay, it's rainy.
Well, that's
rainy.
There you go. All right.
Trigvi doesn't get out much. He stays at it.
You know, and things. My 13-year-old wanted a ride to school, and Dad was like, no.
Wow.
Patrick, you have your Western Michigan. I don't think we took time because, you know, you're a busy guy. You're traveling all over the world. But your son-in-law is a national champion, right?
Yes, works for the Western Michigan hockey team, and the Broncos are your Division I NCAA men's hockey champions. So it was fun to watch them all throughout. And then after the championship game, this hoodie that I'd worn for many games throughout the season, I put up on the top shelf of the closet, figuring I wouldn't need it until next season. And then there was a wind chill, the likes of which we haven't experienced in a while here in Chippewa. When I was gassing up the car and getting groceries yesterday with the sideways rain pelting you and that stiff wind out of the east. And yeah, we're back in hoodie weather for a little while here.
Yeah, it's a little chilly. Well, we're actually going to be up in Chippewa Valley with the show tomorrow in the greater Eau Claire area.
No.
And we'll see.
Is that still the plan?
Well, that's still the plan. We thought about doing the show from Pat's pontoon boat on Friday.
Or
but I don't
Ice
know,
Shack.
Pat.
You know, it's the lake might be frozen over by then. I don't know. You know, it would be really if you're still thinking about coming up, we've got a lovely patio here with Lake Wasota in the background.
All right.
I'll consider being there.
I'll be in the air. I'm coming up for my youngest niece's Isabel's high school graduation from Eau Claire Memorial. Yes. On Thursday night, and the party's on Saturday. So
very nice.
And it's always great to be in the Chippewa Valley.
Shishu's comment on YouTube is perfect. It's your fault, Pat. You put the hoodie away too soon. Yes, I will take full responsibility. Between that and running away to Portugal last week, I just invited all the bad weather to come back this week. My bad.
How was the trip, Pat?
It was amazing. Portugal was not on my list. You know, going to Europe in general, yes, but I hadn't like looked at individual countries. Had a dear friend getting married there, and they asked me to perform the ceremony.
Wow.
And so I was doing that, and Sherry and I got there a week ahead of time so we could see much more of the country. And two things worth noting that I think might be of interest to Trigvi as well. One is that their national elections were held last weekend, too, as we were there.
Interesting.
And it really says something about we're not crazy about the two-party system here that's a little too limited. But they've got 10 parties to work with, and they're having a heck of a time. That was their third national election in 4 years, trying to get a consensus government. So that was the one point about Portugal. But the other thing they'll be quick to tell you is they've only been at this democracy thing for 50 years. Because it was 50, now 51 years ago that Portugal was on the verge of civil war after 50 years of a basically a dictatorship. And so they are still enjoying the freshness of democracy. There's a little voter fatigue with these three elections lately, but unlike a lot of folks on, say, the MAGA tent, these folks in Portugal remember what it's like when you let despots in power and you let authoritarians run ragged across your country. Their economy is booming now because of democracy and freedom. And we would do well to not want to repeat what other countries have had to go through.
Very, very interesting indeed. Guys, I don't like to get too much into deep, deep partisan politics when we're on location at a business. But I did want to touch on this since I have both you guys here. It's a little insider baseball-ish, but you guys are the perfect people to talk about it. Trigvi, the Republican Party of Wisconsin had their state convention this past weekend in Rothschild. Brian Schimming survived. There was kind of an attempt at a vote to start taking him out, and that got voted down. So Brian Arthur Schimming still remains the chairman of the Wisconsin Republican Party. And then coming up next month will be the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's convention. And it appeared to be that Joseph Pecky was kind of the inside track to win and take over for Ben Wickler, who's not going to run again for the chair of the Democratic Party. But now Wickler comes out yesterday and announces that he's going to endorse after saying he wouldn't his deputy. And Pat, you had that guy on the show today. Trigvi, then Pat, what do you make of these, if anything, is this important to the average Wisconsinite, these kind of inside party fighting?
No, I don't think it matters much at all that the average Wisconsinite, they're not paying a lot of attention to it. It matters a lot for the blocking and tackling in elections in Wisconsin, who wins the various races. I guess I'll leave the Democrats to Pat, but, you know, does it surprise me that shimming prevailed and that it was less noisy? No, not really, because truth of the matter is, you know, sometimes what you discover with sort of that MAGA wing, lots of noise, but not a lot of behind it.
What do you make Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, seems to be at odds once again with Republican Derek Van Orten in the 3rd District. Van Orten all on the Trump train saying you have to pass what Trump calls the big, beautiful bill, i.e. the big, expensive budget bill. And Ron Johnson saying, no, we have to cut even further. Is that just more noise?
No, I mean, I just think it gets to the truth of the matter is the Republican Party, and it's been true for a while, is a sort of a messed up coalition of people that don't really want to be in coalition with each other. It's a marriage of convenience mostly because a lot of them care about one thing, power. I think the bigger thing with Van Orten is, did you see this thing where he's not the most adept at media relations. He got asked a question about elections and losing, and he said, well, maybe we don't need spring elections anymore in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we played that actually, yeah. And Shimmy laughed at him. Because the reporter went up to him afterwards, just shimmying, and said, do you agree with Congressman Van? And he cut the reporter off and says, I always agree with Congressman Van Orden. What do you say?
You want to hear it?
He wants to get rid of spring elections. And I mostly agree with Congressman Van Orden.
I agree with what Derek Van Orden said.
He just said he wants to get rid of spring elections here in Wisconsin.
I agree with almost everything that Derek Van Orden said.
Wow.
Wow.
So when your state chairman,
when your state chair is metaphorically lighting you on fire in front of the media, maybe that's a sign that was a mistake to do. Over on the
Van Odd one, man, he's something else.
Yep. Pat? Over on the Democratic side, yes, we had Devin Remicker on today, very happy to tout his endorsement from Ben Wickler. Joe Zepecki had some strong things to say about that on social media, and I'm sure that he will say those things again tomorrow when he's on our program during the 8 a.m. hour. And then we will have the third candidate in the race, William Garcia, on in the 8 a.m. hour on Friday. So all three candidates today, tomorrow, and Friday, folks can go over to our show page over at civicmedia.us and listen to them all.
Yeah, sounds great. Is this good for the Democratic Party, Pat? I mean, Trigvy and I come from the other side. I mean, you were a former Democratic state legislator. Is this a good thing for the party to have these kind of discussions, if not fights, on leadership?
I think this one is, it's going to be a net positive. I think that you've got people who, Ben Wickler's giving you big shoes to fill. And they're looking at all three of these candidates and seeing who's most capable of doing that. And all three of these candidates are trying to not get boxed in by or get pigeonholed that Joe Zepecki is the Milwaukee candidate or the outside the party candidate, that Devin Remicker is the inside the party candidate, and that William Garcia is the, you know, the outstate candidate, when all three of them have, you know, talents that would serve the party well. There's not any one of those three that I would be unhappy with. Like Trigvy, I'd say this does not matter to the average voter, but the people who work really hard inside the party, especially at the county party level, there's going to be a lot said about whether this motivates them. Ben Wickler was a motivator. Martha Lanning was not as friendly to county parties as she was to, say, kind of these ad hoc local organizations. And so every chair brings something different into it in terms of whether they have the motivation, the organization, the messaging, and the ability to bring in money. And I think it's just going to be a nice, honest debate. And then Democrats will quickly come together and move on.
From a D.C. perspective, you've worked obviously on the Republican side, but I know you've kind of reached across the aisle with your work in the Lincoln Project to some degree. The lobbying class, the money class out in D.C., do they keep track of this kind of stuff at the state level, or does it really matter when it comes to statewide elections?
No, maybe the consultant class more than anybody, right?
Yeah.
But I think not huge. The one thing I would say, though, is you know, there is more attention paid to Wisconsin because it's Wisconsin, and sort of it is you know, Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona get a little bit more attention to that stuff.
Well, we're going to pay attention to things here in Kopke's greenhouse. We are live on location, Oregon, Wisconsin. Going to come back and ask Pat and Trigby their memories of Memorial Day on the old campaign circuit and what it means to have these veterans' memorials. We'll talk about that more on the other side. We're live on location at Kopke's on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
The announcement by Republicans that they are removing 612 items from Governor Evers' proposed budget. Free school breakfast and lunches, extra money for PFAS monitoring. We've only scratched the surface of some 600 ideas investing in education, protecting consumers, and every one of those things is going to be taken out this week when Republicans meet to form their own budget.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sugar Magnolia, blossoms blooming. That's all empty and I don't care.
So my baby down by the river,
knew she'd have to come up soon for air.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show, live on location on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, just outside the city of Oregon, in beautiful Dane County. A little drizzly outside, but as Gordy, the proprietor here at Kopke's, likes to say, when it's raining outside, that's when you want to come in and buy your plants, and then you plant them when it's nice out. Gordy's going to be joining us here after the bottom of the hour break, talking about Kopke's and also talking about this great event coming up this weekend on Sunday, May 25th. The actual auction will be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but the event happens all day long. It's live music. It's great concessions, brats, hot dogs, that sort of thing, great sodas. And then they have this big plant auction. They have planters that they auction off. And some of their, right now they're here in the greenhouse. Normally these things will go for anywhere around 70 to 80 bucks a pot. And then they auction them off, usually go well over $100. Some of them maybe not quite that much. But the key is all the proceeds from those planters at this auction, as well as all the concession proceeds, go to the Badger Honor Flight here in Wisconsin, which helps get our veterans from Wisconsin out to Washington, D.C. to honor them. Pat, as a former state legislator, I know part of the duties are going around giving speeches, particularly around Memorial Day, dedicating Veterans Monument. And Trigvi, you went around, of course, with John McCain, one of our great veterans of all time. You worked for him, not just here, but around the world. I'd like to ask each of you what this weekend, remembering the fallen, and Pat, particularly as you represented areas, what this weekend means to you, your remembrances of it.
It reminds me from my time there that I wish more people had reason to, or would make reason to, take part in some of these ceremonies. A lot of these smaller communities, they just do either a short parade or a short memorial service, in a local town park or something like that. And to, again, hear the stories of sacrifice, to remember that these were actual names, actual people in your hometown. They're not just words on a marker as you drive past the courthouse every so often. Mm-hmm. And I know, being the son of a soldier who served during the Cold War on the border between East Germany and West Germany back in the 1960s, he knew so many people who were serving in Vietnam instead, and who, again, paid that ultimate price in service to their country that just simply must never be forgotten. And another way that you avoid that is also not damaging the military, not hurting our veterans, say for veterans' health care. And I know people are going, oh, here, Pat's going to politicize this. Look, if you're going to honor veterans, don't just make it a simple gesture on Memorial Day for the fallen. It's something, show that honor all year long. And I'm seeing a real reduction in that honor lately, to put it mildly.
Yeah, Trigvi.
You know, I think about a few things, and when it comes to Memorial Day, one is, as a kid growing up, and occasionally when I'm back, the parade and then the ceremony that they have at the cemetery in River Falls is just fantastic, and it's always the sort of passing of the baton for the high school band, because you've got the kids who are graduating And I think about back when I was a senior, and I wish I would have understood it better. You know, there was a guy, A.D. Halverson, who I think I've mentioned before on the show. I ushered with him at church. What I didn't understand about A.D. is he was a survivor of the Bataan Death March, and I didn't really get what that meant. I knew that others kind of had respect for him that was unique. He never talked about it. He was the kind of guy that made the city of River Falls run. And there's an element of that to some degree that I think we've lost, that generation had, because they were so shaped by their experiences at such a young age.
And coincidentally, we had Dan Hagen on from WJFW TV yesterday, and he got very somber in noting that he had a relative who also died in the Bataan Death March. Again, brings to life the sacrifices that we should never forget.
Totally agree. I hope people will take time this Memorial Day weekend to remember the sacrifices, the freedoms that we all enjoy, were paid for with real lives and real blood. You guys, obviously, Trigvi, you live in D.C. I know, Pat, you've been there several times. Agree, probably one of the most powerful parts of D.C. is a visit to Arlington National Cemetery.
Yeah, we typically go there on Memorial Day because there's a whole set of veterans that go and ride Harleys along the street, and the Iwo Jima Memorial is a great place to go and watch those guys go by and as they drive around, and it's always kind of an exciting time because they're starting on Friday they're going to start rolling in, and it's kind of got the Wisconsin tradition because it's a lot of guys on Harleys, of course, but
I would just underscore that I hope that people take this opportunity as well to not only focus on the sacrifice, that is the main reason for the holiday, but the service of it as well, that these are people who served their country, and that, as I know one of the listeners was saying on YouTube here right now, let's not just have, a bunch of empty gestures. Let's actually instill the values of service to the next generation. I do see that. I'm not one of those that's going to say, oh, the whole younger generation, they have no idea. There are, right. But you could never do it enough to remind people of the value of service. I typically talk about it. I get it from an electoral standpoint, but whether it's in the military or health or teaching or in some other ways, we really need to get this notion of service back, rather than being selfish and I'm going to get mine and I'm going to get power or whatever the case may be. Let's serve our fellow man and woman.
Pat Kreitler, you can hear him every morning from 6 until 9 across Civic Media on Mornings with Pat Kreitler, and Trigvi Olsen, of course, joins us every Wednesday to talk politics. We appreciate you guys. We'll see you next week after the holiday.
I'll see you on Friday on Lake Wasota.
That's right. That's right. A frozen tundra of Lake Wasota.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Come on back. Talk to Gordy Kopke. We're here live on location at Kopke's Greenhouse, where we have this big auction for our veterans coming up on Memorial Day weekend here at Kopke's Greenhouse. You're listening to the Todd Allball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media.
Great job.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Might not think that your dog or cat food has anything to do with livestock feed, but you might be surprised. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. Lara Moody is the executive director of the Institute for Feed Education and Research. It's actually a charity that works on behalf of the feed industry and pays very close attention to what's happening in the pet food space. She says the pet food space is all about upcycled ingredients, and today's consumers and their relationship with their pets dictate what ingredients are hot.
What we see from an ingredient standpoint is a movement towards more select, I would say, premium products. If we look at just the top five ingredients, of course, the number one ingredient is poultry and poultry-related products. But something that's doubled in its volume of use since the last report is marine-based products. It's things like salmon and cod, right, that we would have in our diet. And we're seeing those come into the pet food space. But it's also beet pulp and carrots and peas and cranberries and flaxseed, right? And so there's this large number of ingredients that are also starting to show up more and more in pet foods.
Lara Moody is the executive director of the Institute for Feed Education and Research, talking about pet food ingredients. She says about 50% of pet food ingredients come from upcycled materials, but that's also the same place that production agriculture looks for their feedstuffs for animals like beef, dairy, and hogs.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
One of your biggest investments, season after season, is high-quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high-quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high-quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosol brand products from Novonesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosol inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirming more wolf attacks on livestock in northern Wisconsin. This time they have confirmed attacks in Bayfield County as well as Leona in Forest County. That's a look at what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. I am Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today, with scattered light rain chances still continuing throughout the entire day and into tonight. Thankfully, the winds are calmer today, but still crisp temperatures, only scraping the mid-50s. But by tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do highs in the 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Did you know that the point of the Doge layoffs was literally to cause federal employees trauma? The truth comes out. We discuss next at 4 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 35 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Wednesday, the 20th of May, or 21st, pardon me, 21st of May here. And we are live on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn. That's just outside of the city of Oregon, which is just south of Madison. So there you go. There's your directions. Easy to get to. I was almost out of gas, and so I went to Oregon first. It's like less than a 5-minute drive from Oregon out to Kopke's, and we're here live on location. If you're watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, I hope that you are, because it's beautiful. We're inside, even though it's a little rainy outside today. We are inside here in one of their greenhouses, all kinds of beautiful baskets and planters behind us here, kind of a red, white, and blue theme. And we are joined here at our desk here on location at Kopke's by the founder and owner himself, Mr. Gordy Kopke. Gordy, how the heck are you?
Fantastic, Todd.
Well, I can't thank you enough for allowing us to come out here today. Number one, because I just love coming out here. It's a beautiful place to learn about plants. But number two, once again, to talk about this great event that you're having this weekend to raise money for the Badger Honor Flight.
Well, it's an honor for us to have you out here as well. And we have been doing this for a number of years and building up quite a clientele that come out just specifically for this auction, and because all the money goes for a good cause.
Yeah, it really does. Before we get into that, I think it's a good time. You were so kind as to have us out here last year. But just for folks that might not have joined us last year, tell us a little bit about Kopke's. How long have you been here? And how did this all come to pass?
Well, I was in alternative energy back in the late 70s, and then Ronald Reagan got in and did away with the tax credits that helped fund it, and he tore the solar collectors off the White House, and I was sort of unemployed at the time. And I had grown up farming just a mile down the road, and my best friend and I started a windmill business back in the late 70s. And
really?
Selling wind power generators and solar water heaters, and that went out of business, and so I was trying to figure out what the heck to do with my life that could be doing something noble with my time. And I built my first greenhouse in 1981 to start transplants for growing vegetables to sell at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
And things went very well. We kept building a couple more greenhouses, and then my mother, who was a very avid flower gardener, convinced me to grow some flowers in the greenhouse. Well, I could grow stuff, but I didn't know mums were marigolds, but I could grow stuff. So I started growing flowers and taking them to the market. Yeah. And then over the course of time, it just occurred to me that there was quite a significant demand for flowers, and you could grow them on benches. You didn't have to bend over and pick them up off the ground like tomatoes and peppers.
Right.
And so we opened for the retail in 1984.
Wow.
To sell a few plants out of one little hoop house down here. I didn't have much of imagination. I could never have imagined that we were going to be the largest retail grower to retail operation in the state of Wisconsin.
Just incredible.
Yes, it is.
Wow. What? And how many? I mean, have you, how many hoop houses do you have now?
We have 34 greenhouses altogether.
Wow.
We about 3.5 acres undercover, and then we have about 0.5 acre production outside as well.
Well, I think that's an important thing, especially for a day like today, for our listeners to know in the Madison area. But really, we go all across the state. And if you ever want to take a drive, say on a weekend, and say, I want to go just have a great day and make a day of it, I really would encourage you to come to Kopke, is because, like on a day like today, you have so much that's undercover. You can come here and shop and never get wet.
Yes, exactly. One time we had tour buses that used to come in from Green Bay.
Really?
In Galena, Illinois. And we still have a good customer clientele that comes up from Chicago that shops here as well.
And if people don't want to come here to the greenhouse in the town of Dunn, you're on the farmer's market on the square every Saturday morning as well.
We are at the farmer's market, although it's, you know, we get 16 feet of space.
So right. It's a smaller version.
Select item. But we also rent a parking lot in Stoughton, and we do about 10 to 12% of our business is sold right out of our little Stoughton store. It's
wow.
It's quite an ordeal.
Was it busy for Cinco de Mayo last week?
It was.
Yeah.
Up through Sunday, the parking lot gets pretty congested during the parade time. So we before the parade and after the parade, we do okay. Yeah.
We're here at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn talking to Gordy Kopke. Before we get into the honor flight, Gordy, a little bit more about the business. I know that you kind of slowly transitioned, already handing the business over to the next generation. This is a family-owned business. It's an independent business. Which for me is really, really important as we travel the entire state. I love talking to family-owned businesses. I get it, you know, the big box stuff is fine to a degree, but I really like it when there's a family-owned local business who's invested in the community.
Yes, thank you. I've set up my retirement scenario in such a manner that I have another generation that's hopefully going to take over, and I'm gifting my stock in the corporation to 6 of the employees.
Wow.
One of which is my stepson, and they are collectively going to take this over and hopefully keep my name going long after I'm out of here.
Yeah, well, Josh has been incredible. We talked to him setting this up as well. And I know one of the other things, I think you called in one day to the show, you're a listener. We appreciate, not only are you a sponsor, but you're a listener. We always appreciate that, Gordy. You, not only are you noted for your plants, but I think it's important to you maybe your service out here.
Well, thank you. We have been voted Best Garden Center for 4 years for the People's Choice Award, and I think the last 2 or 3 consecutive years as the best customer service, which includes not just greenhouses, but all of the businesses in this local area. Mm-hmm. And we spend a lot of resources hiring people who love to share their knowledge with other people. Mm-hmm. And it's paid off for us.
Yeah. I know when I've come out here and shopped before, I was out here a couple of weeks ago and got some plants for mom up at Richland Center, and you can't go more than 20, 25 feet. And people aren't intrusive, but are you doing okay? Do you need anything? Are you finding everything okay? Yeah. And if you need, and what's great about it is they're not just nice folks who will help you carry stuff out to your car. They're knowledgeable. You can ask them a plant question. Hey, is this going to grow in the sun? Is this an annual or a perennial? There's real plant knowledge here to help whether it's the most experienced gardener or whether it's a novice.
Yes, we try to hire people who have a passion for gardening and like to share that knowledge with them. And so we have it sort of set up with some annual people answering annual questions. We have a perennial staff that will answer your perennial questions. And then we generally have a person in the vegetable house that will answer questions pertaining to the vegetable garden as well.
So there are no stupid questions at Kopke's Greenhouse. Everybody's welcome, and you'll get a good answer.
Well, I've heard a stupid question once in a while, but I try not to let on that. Really?
You're nice about it.
Yeah.
Midwest nice. Well, the big question, our owner, CEO, Sage Weil, looking for raspberry bushes. Before we went on the air, I already talked to your staff. I found some. So I'm going to take Sage some raspberries here at the end of the show. So he's very excited about that. And it doesn't matter whether you're doing vegetables, as Gordy said, plants or garden or flowering plants, annuals, or perennials. And what I really like, and I got some of these from Mom last year, are the native species of wildflowers here. That's a really cool aspect. If people want to kind of plant, there's a big push on controversy over no-mow May, but I think a lot of experts say rather than don't mow your yard, just plant native species, and that's better for the pollinators.
Exactly, and there's been a big movement in the last several years to move to more natives, and so we try to cater to that demand as well, so we have a section that can help those folks out as well.
All right, sounds good. Talking to Gordy Kopke here at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn. Gordy, this event coming up this weekend, I think it's one of the coolest things around. It's a big auction. It's a big day. Lots of fun, but there's also a very serious aspect of it, of honoring those who have served before, raising money for the honor flights. Tell folks about it.
Yeah, we started a number of years ago. I was up at the EAA when the plane load of the vets came back through there. And I was almost brought to tears to see these veterans coming back and how well they were treated by the people who were welcoming them back home. Mm-hmm. And so I did a little more investigation into it and found out that they have a chapter here in southern Wisconsin. And so we started the first couple of years, we'd just do a silent auction where you come up, put your number, and outbid the next person.
Sure.
And one of my good customers, Bob Johnson from down by Milton, is an auctioneer. Mm. And he saw what we were doing. He said, "Oh, come on, I can raise more money than what you're doing." He says, "I'll donate my time and we're going to do this thing live." And I said, "Okay, Bob, let's go for it." And since then, he's an amazing character. He brings out the most out of people, and last year we were able to raise $16,000 just in plant sales.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it was 16 grand in plants alone.
And then we did another $4,000 on our brat stand, and
wow.
And that's basically, it runs Saturday, Sunday, Monday, where people come up and just put a few bucks in whatever they want to, and it goes for a great cause.
Well, I think it's so cool because for those that might not know, and I know our friend and colleague Jane Matinere on Matinere and Air every morning from 9 until 11, she's had people on. I believe there's another chapter in Milwaukee that does flights as well out of General Mitchell Field. This is the Badger Honor Flight out of Madison. They go out of the Dane County Airport. And if you haven't heard of it, this is where they money is raised, like Gordy at Kopke is here is doing this weekend. And then they take veterans. I think it started with World War II veterans, if I'm not mistaken, but now it goes all the way through people who have served in the, I think, Afghan or Iraqi war, Vietnam, certainly, and they take them out to D.C., take them to the respective memorials just to say thank you. And when people come back, when the veterans come back, the airport hallways oftentimes are lined with family and friends, and they're clapping, and they're giving them the welcome home that some of these vets, Gordy, didn't have when they came back from service.
Exactly. I was treated as a guest a couple of years ago because we've raised enough money where we spent quite a few people on this excursion, and I got to ride along with it, and to come back and see the thousands of people waiting there at Dane County to welcome these people, I was just overwhelmed. And as they were a lot of the guys were in tears because of the appreciation that they were receiving, somewhat delayed in many cases.
And correct me if I'm wrong, does each veteran get to choose a chaperone or a guest that goes with them? Sometimes it's a kid or a grandkid or somebody like that that goes with them on this. And what an amazing experience for them to learn firsthand from their grandparent or from their parent, and maybe find out things that mom or dad were never able to discuss before with them.
Yeah, a lot of it's children. A couple of the people on the plane I was with, there was grandchildren. But definitely a lot of the soldiers never told the stories of what they experienced.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, I never served, but when I worked for a member of Congress, had the honor of doing military and veterans affairs, and you get just a little bit of a taste of what these families go through, what the service. Of course, this weekend, we remember those who gave all and gave their lives for this country. And I just want to say thanks to you and to Kopke's Greenhouse, because this is a great example of what civic media talks about all the time, community. And Nobody's making you do this. You don't have to do it. But here you're taking, you know, you've been gifted a lot, and now you're paying it forward every year with this great event coming up on Sunday here at 3 o'clock, the auction, right?
Yes.
But it goes all day. The event goes all day.
The event goes all day. Brats start being served at 10. We have live music comes on from 11 to 3.
All right. We'll come on back. We'll talk a little bit more about greenhouses and the Honor Flight. We're at Kopke's Greenhouse on location. The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The New Hampshire Senate killed a bill requiring absentee voters to include copies of citizenship documents when requesting or returning absentee ballots. In a separate court case in April, voters challenged the state's proof of citizenship law for in-person registration. For decades, a prospective New Hampshire voter could provide documents to prove domicile and U.S. citizenship when registering to vote, or when those documents weren't available, use a sworn affidavit under penalty of fines or imprisonment. Under that system, there has never been any evidence of widespread non-citizen voting in New Hampshire. Then in 2024, New Hampshire became one of the first states to further restrict its proof of citizenship rules. It ended use of affidavits entirely, requiring voters to provide documentary birth certificate, U.S. passport, naturalization papers, or other documents proving citizenship to register. No documents, no voting. HB 217 went even further, requiring absentee ballot users, including nursing home and homebound voters, to provide those documents with their absentee requests and ballots. Fortunately for Grandma, the bill was killed May 15th. April 23rd, arguments by pro-voter groups were heard in federal district court in an effort to strike down the 2024 proof of citizenship law after dozens were turned away in local elections earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Matinee on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matinee on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location at Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn, just outside the city of Oregon, which is just south of Madison. And today is the having fun part of it, absolutely. As if you're watching on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, streaming, beautiful. We're inside, even though it's a little dreary outside, a few sprinkles, overcast skies. It is warm and beautiful inside the greenhouse here at Kopke's, where you can come in and shop to your heart's content and never really get wet because it's nice and dry inside here. Glad to have you along here from Kopke's. We are being joined right now by the founder and owner of Kopke's, Gordy Kopke. Gordy, thank you again for doing this. Thanks for being a sponsor of Civic Media. A couple of things I want to highlight again. The sign that's right up above us here, just outside the camera view, says the 2024 Best Greenhouse and Customer Service Award, People's Choice Awards. That, to me, is such a big thing because people can go to a lot of different places to buy plants these days, but it's a rarity when you could go and A, have friendly and quick customer service, but knowledgeable customer service. And that's something people get when they come to Kopke's in the town and Dunn.
Exactly. That's the key to my success is hiring people who will make me look good.
But you're one of those people. I mean, whether you talk to you here or when you're up at the farmer's market, you're always got a smile. You're friendly. You're great just to chat with. And people want to do business with people like that, I think.
Well, yeah, I think so. I guess I'm the same way. And what I miss in today's culture is going to a store and looking for somebody because I have a question. And
right.
You know, I walk around for 5 minutes and can't find anybody. And it just it gets me frustrated and looks I want to shop somewhere else.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I try when I have something for a hardware, let's say. There's a small Ace Hardware in Madison, and you go in there, and the people know exactly where things are at. They can tell you what it's about. And it's the same way when they come to Kopke's here in terms of plants and all your care needs that way.
Yes.
It's really great. I want to mention again, you have this great event coming up this Sunday, May 25th, all day long, but there's an auction at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here at the greenhouse. Have all how many baskets or planters do you have?
I believe we've got 45, and then we generally will sometimes we'll do a duplicate of a particular design, and the auctioneer will give the choice for the backup bidder if they want to buy the second container of that design.
Well, that's great. And the proceeds for all of these planters that are going to be auctioned off at 3 o'clock, as well as the concessions to the brat stand, that's all going to go towards the Badger Honor Flight. Money's raised going to Badger Honor Flight for our veterans to go visit Washington, D.C. and have them honored. We want people to come out on Sunday, Gordy, rain or shine. But if you can't, with the show goes all over Wisconsin, there might be people in Haywards like, hey, I can't make it down to the Kopke's. They can still donate and they can still bid.
They certainly can. They can call us on the phone and we'll bid for a container. Or if they just want to make a donation, they can do a credit card donation over the phone that goes directly to the honor flight.
Wow, that's fantastic. And Ozamer is going to put it up there on the screen. We'll give it to you in the show notes as well. The number to call on Sunday if you want to donate to the Badger Honor Flight or bid on one of these fantastic planters is 608-835-7569. That's 608-835-7569. That's also the greenhouse number here, but it's a great way for people to get involved and still donate and still help out, even if they can't come down.
Exactly. And we have had customers call in and bid and buy containers, as well as just making a donation to the general cause. And we're also here Saturday and Monday doing the brat stand.
Really?
So, yeah, it's a 3-day event. And again, all proceeds go directly to the honor flight. We have Quick Trip has donated 300 brats this year.
Wow.
Brats and buns. And the we provide all beef hot dogs, and we have some plant-based burgers that we offer for the people who are into those. Yeah. And so we try to cater to all folks.
Wow, that's fantastic. Well, it doesn't matter, like I said before, whether you're a novice person with plants or whether you're a seasoned pro, stop down to Kopke's Greenhouse here in the town of Dunn, just south of Madison, because you're going to find great folks that are going to help you out. And healthy plants, by the way. Everything I bought here last year, the perennials for mom, came back. Except the black-eyed Susan, because the deer ate it.
There's no guarantee on deer or rabbits.
No guarantee on deer or rabbits. That's fine. No. We'll replace that, and we'll try to keep the deer away. Right. But they're healthy plants, and it's just it makes you feel good in a world that can be kind of nuts right now. We all need a little zen, Gordy.
Ah, yes. We not only sell plants, we sell soul food.
I love that. Yeah. I love that. There's a lot of great ornaments to put in the garden, some glass bulbs, lots of cool artwork here, lots of red, white, and blue stuff right now for this weekend. So it's not just plants. And whether you want to kind of decorate the entire garden, there's things for you.
Yeah, I have a great person who's in charge of the accoutrements that we sell. She does a great job of bringing out some unique items. And right now we have the seasonal thing with the red, white, and blue theme.
And you also have everything, not just the plants, but you have all awesome pots of every size and style, design, potting soil, fertilizer, everything that you need for the garden. You're going to find it here at Copkins.
We try to have it all.
Well, including great service and always with a smile. And again, this is coming up this Sunday, the big auction at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Again, all proceeds from these planters and from the brat stand all weekend long go to the Badger Honor Flight. Anything I missed, Gordy?
I think that pretty much covers it. I think you did a great job. I appreciate you coming out.
Well, we appreciate you as a partner, a sponsor to Civic Media. A lot of people are supportive and few people put their money where their mouth is. And we really appreciate that, Gordy, because what we do can't be done on our own. It takes great sponsors like you who invest in the community. And I just want to say thanks on behalf of Civic Media.
You're quite welcome.
We appreciate it. Gordy Kopke, everybody. We'll be here. Maybe you'll find somebody to answer some plant questions in hour number two as well. And coming up, we have What's Worse. So don't go anywhere. We are live on location at Kopke's Greenhouse. It's the All Ball Show across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228DP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump hosted South Africa's president at the White House today and complained about the treatment of white farmers there.
People are fleeing South Africa for their own safety. Their land is being confiscated. And in many cases, they're being killed.
South Africa has denied those allegations. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has accepted the Boeing 747 offered by Qatar as a gift to President Trump to use as Air Force One. The markets are off today after more disappointing earnings reports, including Target. Analyst Bob Dahl.
The consumers are also holding back some. They're concerned about the future, their jobs, inflation, wages, and so just a cautious tone.
The World Food Program insists the aid trucks Israel has allowed into Gaza aren't doing any good.
None of this aid, that is very limited number of trucks, have reached the Gazan population.
On Wall Street, the Dow is off 821 points. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.